Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One more thing, everybody. We just tweeted this out, or I did, and I'm taking all the credit for it.
You didn't even put my name on it.
Sorry about that, dude. Dirk's first season, 1998-1999. The Dallas Stars won the Cup in 1999. Dirk retires. The Stars are in the hunt. You only have one option, Dallas Stars. In addition to that, Kevin, Parker Hillis left Dallas for Auburn in 2011. The Mavs win the championship. The year he left Auburn to come back to Dallas, Auburn wins a championship.
Well, they made it to the championship.
They make it to the championship.
I think they won the equestrian title that year.
He is leaving Dallas for Denver while the Dallas Stars are in the hunt. There are too many things in our favor here. My story for one more thing. Jason Day has his road to the green jacket took a very unexpected turn today as he re-injured his back.
Mm.
Who else do you guys know who has a back injury?
Tiger.
Who else? May have needed medication during their show recently.
Oh, you?
Yeah. He re-injured his back before the first round of the 2019 Masters Championship, picking up his daughter, Lucy.
Whoa. Mm.
Guys, there are too many things that are all connected right now. I have a daughter named Lucy.
Right.
I also have injured my back. Mm-hmm. And Jason Day may not be able to play in this year's Masters, one of the most important golf tournaments in the world and the most beloved golf tournaments because golf is a beloved game.
Nobody
that
cares.
Everybody loves.
That's right.
And he hurt his back picking up his daughter Lucy in addition to all the other things that are happening in the world.
One more thing, believe it or not, I also have a golf story about the Masters.
Yours is not going to be as good.
Does it involve Lucy, Kevin?
No, it involves gambling.
Oh, okay.
The only part of golf anyone would actually care about. Is somebody placed an $85,000 bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters, which is not going to happen because he doesn't win major tournaments. Been 11 years since that happened. You realize
Thunder
that?
Par.
Yeah, he sucks today. He's four shots back because he choked down the stretch already. So that's right. I know enough about golf to pay attention that he was at the at the front of the pack and then he fell apart. So 14-1 on that bet. If Tiger Woods wins the Masters, this fella on $85,000 will get approximately $1.2 million.
You know, when you've got $85,000 to throw down on a bet,
you don't care.
You
right?
don't.
Well, I mean, you care, but it's not like make or break. 85 grand. What's the biggest bet you ever made?
$100.
Probably. Yeah,
yeah.
Me too. I think so.
$300. That's about it.
Cowboys?
Nope.
Okay.
It was on Oklahoma.
Oh.
They won.
Nice. Beat Texas?
I can't remember who they beat in that game. It was when we were in Vegas. Who they beat? They covered the spread. I bet a bunch of money on that game.
$300 on that game?
I bet $300 on them to cover. I also bet another like $50 on them to have the spread at halftime. And I had all sorts of stuff going on in that game. The only reason I almost I should have made more money was because I bet on A&M because you said they'd cover and they didn't.
Yeah, because I didn't know that there was going to be a freaking monsoon.
Guys, one more thing. Let's go take a look at old Florida man.
Still mad about that.
Thomas Devaney Lane. He, by the way, refers to himself as the Saint.
Oh, we got that guy up here.
No, it's Jimmy the Saint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is not Thomas Devaney the Saint Lane. He's 61 years old. He's accused of yelling obscenities and causing disturbances at businesses along North Miramar Avenue.
What?
In Miramar?
Mm-hmm.
Including a Starbucks Starbucks coffee, a cafe, and Sassy Granny smoothies. So police were called out.
Sassy Granny smoothies?
That's hot. Exactly right. Police were called out.
What do you think the special sauce is in those smoothies?
More Sassy Granny. So they arrived, and Thomas the Saint, or just the Saint as he wanted to be called, started threatening police.
Mm.
He said, you would not dare challenge the Saint, for I will destroy this town with my army of turtles.
Army of turtles?
Awesome. How many turtles are in an army?
It's got to be a lot for it to be threatening, right?
Sure.
Because they're not moving fast. It's kind of like an army of zombies. You could pretty much get away unless there's just too many to get away from. But his army of turtles is what he threatened the police with. He was arrested. And as he's being taken away, he said, "Uncuff me. You all need to leave now, or you will be sorry. You effed with the Saints."
I'm Kevin. I like having sex with turtles.
Dude.
I do remember that. Oh, my God. There's what? My son.
My son's just standing in the window staring.
For the record, what I said was, if that was your thing and you're on like a dating profile, you should be really loud and proud about it so like nobody ever was like, "Oh, I didn't know that was your dad."
Dude, okay, but if she would bang a turtle, surely you'd have a shot, right?
Yes!
Guys, one more thing. A father and son from Indiana are going to pay a steep price for illegally killing a 400-pound bear near Aspen, Colorado. More connections, gentlemen. In 2016, Dan Rowe will serve a 20-year hunting and fishing suspension, while his son Alex will serve a 15-year suspension. Furthermore, under the Interstate Wildlife Violator Compact Agreement.
Okay, that can't be real.
Do you think
real.
The bears like showed up and were like, "Yes, we are willing to sign this agreement"?
That's right.
These suspensions will be enforced in 47 states, so they can't hunt. What three states can they hunt in?
Texas.
They're just like, "Nah, it's okay. Florida. There's no poaching here." Montana. Pablo Gutierrez, 54, an accomplice from Aspen, received a 1-year suspension. And I do believe that there is the Rose agreed to pay $2,500 each to the CWP with the money earmarked for the state's wildlife violation tip hotline. And Gutierrez was found guilty of assisting the men. Besides the 1-year suspension, he was ordered to pay $139.50.
Okay, that's all right. Guys, one more thing. Do you know who Johnny Sosa is?
Giovanni Soto, I think is his name.
Sammy's kid.
No, Johnny Sosa is an 18-year-old high school student in Miami who got arrested for assaulting his principal, courtesy of the RKO. He tried to put the wrestling finishing maneuver on his principal in the hallway, and that got him arrested for assault, although one of the kids said it was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
Wow. And after he was arrested for assault, he was peppered with questions.
Guys,
that was good. What are you talking about? Why are you laying out on that? That was a good one.
All right. No need to get salty. That was just for you, Chris.
Guys, one more thing. That's what?
He said condiments, bro.
Let's go to Florida again, where Rich Florida man has made his way into the news.
His name is Rich Florida.
Well, no, it's Andrew Francis Lippi. He's 59. He just got through buying the home to the Knight family for 70 years. It's an island in the Florida Keys worth $8 million.
That's a lot.
He bought it. He also now has a court appearance set for April 18th because he also stole $300 worth of household goods from a Walmart the next day. After buying
the island?
An island for $8 million,
that doesn't make any sense.
He gets busted at Walmart buying, quote, drapes and other household goods for his island home, I guess. So... $8 million, approved, went through, can purchase it, no problem. But now needs $300 worth, which included, by the way, a coffee maker and his $300 worth of goods that he is accused of stealing from Walmart.
Everybody needs a coffee maker, dude.
Where is he going to plug it in on his island?
I mean, there was homes on the island.
Dude, come on, man. Water electricity. You've seen those things before, right?
Like the hydro dam?
Yeah. All right. Hey, real quick, Kevin, I think it's time that we do this. I think it's time our last person to ever work the board for us, not the last person ever worked, but the last person who had worked the board for us who has not talked tonight. Colby, would you like to take an opportunity to prop up Parker?
To prop up Parker.
I think you need to step out and call in first.
We've been doing all night. We've been propping right. Parker up here, man. Really making him look good. He's got some shine on.
Right, because, you know, at certain times throughout working with Parker here and noticing that, hey, he's got some drop skills and, hey, he can put together a couple of intros and such like that, it just always resonates with me that no matter how much he does, he still looks like an 18-year-old kid or just a freshly born giraffe.
Man, and Drew Cagle on our Facebook page brought up a really good point. Damn it, Parker. First Shippy gets traded to Ben and Skin, and now both prospects in the deal are gone as free agents. We have lost both Sean and Parker to different states.
That's a really good point.
God, our rebuild is going poorly.
I will point out.
Do you think the next person's going to stay?
The next person in line for this position, which we don't know how long that will last for this person, because
right.
he may be too smart for us. Is in the house right now.
I just saw that.
He is here right now.
Should we
unfortunately,
tell anybody who it is?
I think we're waiting for tomorrow night.
Are we?
We wait for tomorrow. All right, now go ahead. Let him say something right now. Everybody, the next person in line to take the place for Parker Hillis can fill his shoes very easily. Say hello.
Giant panda bears would make the best bear representative.
I don't.
Whoa! It's Reggie!
Reggie will be working with us starting tomorrow night. And we'll do everything we can to make sure that we keep him as long as we kept Parker and hopefully do more with him.
What's the nugget count at?
Yeah, what is the nugget count at, dude?
Guys. After what happened Monday, I didn't think there was any chance.
You didn't finish that burrito.
However,
oh my God!
Oh my God! I had one left.
Reggie ate the last one.
Parker ate 99 nuggets.
Oh my God!
Reggie ate the last one.
Reggie just took the last nugget.
Parker failed again.
Oh my God!
Right at the door, Parker fails.
No. And wow. Parker,
that is not how this ends.
You know what's amazing? He talked about how they gave him extra nuggets.
He's like, I won't need those.
We gave the extra nuggets away to other people. And then Reggie just ate the last nugget. Reggie and Parker are like really good friends.
Reggie, you're
going to
fit in so well with this show.
It was in my wedding.
You're going to fit in so well, man.
Reggie just took the 100th nugget away from Parker. That was amazing.
Hold on.
Wait.
There's one more nugget.
Oh, no, there's not.
There was
Where
one
did
that,
Sean
that
get
was the,
that?
That was the box that he went to give your
the
son.
The leftover nuggets?
The leftover nuggets.
I'm
he has one more left.
That a nugget just appeared out of midair, but I guess I should close this thing out the right way, right?
Absolutely. Right.
This is number 100, fellas.
With food and the audio tribute.
All right, so let me eat the nugget first, and I guess we just send it out with that audio tribute.
Yep, Parker, we'll miss you. Have fun in Colorado, and it's probably apropos that you just start chowing down on those nuggets.
All right.
You've been my favorite person on this show so far. Except for when Reggie filled in.
I mean, that makes sense.
Hey, ass.
Yeah, I hate you too. You suck, you suck, you suck. I'm good, you suck. We gotta fix this.
It's not the end of everything.
Hard to swallow this nugget.
It's just the end of everything you know.
You've only asked me to play with you once.
It's not the end of everything. It's just the end of everything you know.
You just don't grab another man's nuts.
Right.
You let him put them in your hand.
It's not the end of everything. It's just the end of everything you know.
Steven.
Right.
It's not the end of everything, it's just the end of everything you know.
It's a great package. Give it to me thick every single time.
Head versus heart equals bicycle versus a car.
Bang.
My wife is stupid.
Head versus heart equals bicycle versus a car.
Smash your balls, bang, bang, bang.
I think he's tearing up.
Is the issue that it's too small?
My life's been cool.
Hey, this is my ex-boyfriend.
I'd put down 6 or 7 wieners every time I went there.
Wow. 3 years with you fellas. Can't believe I made it this long, because, you know, none of the other producers did. But it's been one hell of a ride, guys. We've gone through good times. We've gone through bad times. We've gone through some really, really weird times. But all along the way, you've called me family, and I'm so thankful. All right, enough of that sappy crap. Don't miss me too much, and please don't do anything to get yourselves kicked off the air. Wouldn't usually say that, but I know it's actually a possibility with this show. This isn't goodbye, guys. It's see you later. Oh, and Kevin, I'll always be better than you.
Same thing Dirk said, by the way. I just wanted to point that out. Kevin, we'll start our start a new journey with Reggie tomorrow night, man. What do you think about that?
I'm excited.
All right. Say goodnight, Parker.
Goodnight, Parker.
Say goodnight, Parker.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.